Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
If the kids are just driving you nuts this weekend, like you need some you time. You love your kids, obviously. Spending time with them is the best. But everyone needs some alone time, right? Especially when they've been playing nonstop with toys that make sound effects for 6 hours. You need some space. So here's what you do, parents. You tell your kids that you are going to go for a nap. And after your nap, you and the whole family are going to be doing a deep clean of the house. Maybe be specific. We're going to deep clean the garage or deep clean the basement. After I wake up from my nap, guys, we are going to be cleaning. You won't hear from your kids the rest of the day. They will not want to wake you up at all. They will make a peep because they know if they do, playtime is over and they have to go clean. Genius, right? Just say, after my nap, we're going to get down to business. We're going to do some cleaning. Oh, they won't bother you. You can just stay in your room. You don't even have to take a nap. Bring some treats, bring some wine into the room and hang out, have a good time. Meanwhile, your kids are going to be the most well-behaved kids ever. You could also flip the script too. You can be like, hey kids, take a nap. And when you wake up, we're going to do some housework. They'll be in their room for the next 4.5 hours.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. It's time for some Cruise shout-outs.
Shout-out! Shout-out!
Take it away, Stacey and Clayton.
Usually, when we do these Cruise shout-outs, we do 6 or 7 silly ones, like shout-out to pudding cup lids for the bonus pudding on the bottom, or shout-out to you if you recognize that the background music is Donkey Kong for Super Nintendo. Today, though, just one shout-out. Shout-out to hotel and motel managers for having to deal with peewee hockey teams. If you grew up playing minor hockey, or you're a hockey parent right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because when you're 12 or 13 years old, and you're about to go on an out-of-town tournament, oh, you know you're in for a treat. Because all weekend, the parents are going to be in the hospitality suites having a few pops. And that means you and the boys and the girls, because the girls' teams partied way harder than the guys during those out-of-town tournaments. You would just cause mayhem throughout the whole hotel, soap down the water slide to make it go faster, and then you would clog the slide half an hour later. Chicken fights in the pool, mini sticks in the hallways, road hockey in the parking lots, and there were usually like 3 or 4 teams staying in one hotel per weekend. And these poor hotel managers, oh, they tried. Like, they're just doing their job, and none of us would listen. We're punk teens. I feel so bad looking back on those weekends. Hotel managers, you guys were so nice. You gave us like 17 strikes. Thank you so much for putting up with us, because we know we weren't easy. Hotel managers, shout out to you. Time for another episode of adding saxophone solos to songs that you think wouldn't need saxophone solos, but definitely need saxophone solos. We're working on the title. Yesterday, in case you missed it, we did Johnny Cash's Hurt. We added a saxophone solo to that song, and you might be thinking, that wouldn't work. Oh, it did. After that beautiful creation, thought to myself, let's keep doing this. There's probably a bunch more tunes out there that would benefit from a saxophone solo, right? Like, the sadder the better. Because saxophone solos, you think of pretty happy songs usually with a saxophone solo, or like a let's get it on kind of song. But with sad songs, it's great. Like, for example, here, November Rain. November Rain with a sax solo, it's art. Seemed like every song back in like the early 80s, late 80s. So the 80s. Late 80s, early 80s. Come on, Clayton. Oh, I need Stacey here. Like, it seemed like every song had a saxophone. Then it just went away in the 90s. The 90s killed the saxophone.
Cruise Confused Lyrics.
OLP is kicking off Cruise Confused Lyrics today. Yes, I call Our Lady Peace OLP because I am not cool. Our Lady Peace is somewhere out there. This one was from Crystal. It's kind of at the end of the song. Crystal hears, "You're falling back to me, Lionel." Classic Lionel. The actual lyrics, "You're falling back to me, I know, I know. Now, this is a very special edition of Cruise Confused Lyrics, because the next one, which was sent to us from Shannon, Jet Airliner from the Steve Miller Band, Shannon hears, "Big old Jet and Lionel, don't carry me too far away." Oh, big old Lionels on Cruise Confused Lyrics. What are the odds? The actual lyrics, "Big old jet airliner, don't carry me too far away." Oh, big old jet airliner, don't carry me too far away. Now, you're never going to believe this. Another Lionel. No, I'm just kidding. That would be wild, though. This one is kind of along the, you'll see. The last one is from Steve. "Till Tuesday, voice is Carrie." It's one of our favorites. Steve hears, "Hush, hush, keep it down now. This is Gary." Classic Gary. Not the right lyrics. "Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voice is Carrie." Couple of Lionels and Gary on Cruise Confused Lyrics today. You never see babies named that anymore, hey? Lionel and Gary. Bring it back, upcoming parents, okay? Lionel and Gary, name your kids that. If you browse Saskatoon's Facebook buy and sell page a bunch, and by a bunch I mean maybe 3 to 4 times a week, we all just browse the buy and sell page once in a while, right? If you don't, you should. You never know when you're going to find a hidden gem. Well, like 5% of it is hidden gems. 95% of it is just useless junk. Some of the useless junk you'll see over and over and over again on that buy and sell page. The thing you're going to see the most on Saskatoon's buy and sell page, though, are like those old 8 multi-disc CD players from back in like 2001. I'm talking like the ones that were giant and they were like the projection screen TVs of the audio world. Remember those giant, huge 55-inch projection screen TVs? They were like that, but in like boombox form. They were huge. They were like 80 pounds. But at the time, nothing could be better, right? You spent like $400 on that sound system, and the main reason was the multi-CDs. Back in the day, obviously, MP3s, iPods, those didn't exist, and CDs was the way to go for a long time. That multi-CD player, that was a game changer, right? The only thing was, though, deciding which CDs to put in there. It was kind of like those cell phone plans back in the day where you get to pick 5 friends. Which ones are you going to pick? Obviously, a couple big shiny tunes are going in there. So 2 out of the 8 spots, you're good. You're probably going to throw like a Sum 41 in there, maybe a Chantel Kreviazic or something like that, just to mix things up. And then, of course, the rest, burnt CDs. Just burnt CDs with the Sharpie playlist written on the top, right? And then the worst was when you had to switch the CDs. Because you had the remote, right? All right, I'm going to go from disc 2 to 7. And the sound it would make sounded like a printer from 95. If you listen to the show a lot, you know that my dog's eyes suck. She's Mrs. Magoo, basically. The vets think she has an autoimmune disease. Her nickname at the small animal clinic at the U of S, which, by the way, shout out to everyone there. They're just the nicest people. They call her Unicorn. They don't know what's wrong with her. She's just this anomaly. No one knows what's going on, but they believe it's an autoimmune disease that's attacking her tear ducts, and it's causing these issues. We had to take her one eye out because it was just so painful. She couldn't see out of it, and now her other eye slowly starting to go. So the vets are like, look, she's on borrowed time with her eye. She doesn't have a lot of time. Vision in her eyes like 50% right now, and it's just going down. So she's only got a few months left, and I want to compile a list of things that she should see before she goes fully blind. I almost want to take her on like a Littlest Hobo tour. Like watch all the episodes of Littlest Hobo and mimic those adventures that they go on or something. And I want to do something epic for her. I made a list of movies that we can watch because my dog loves movies. Littlest Hobo, every episode, we're watching that. Homeward Bound, obviously. Air Bud, Air Bud 2. Air Bud 3, The Sandlot for The Beast, obviously, Stand By Me, Step Brothers, Training Day, Shawshank Redemption, those are on the list. I know they're not dog related, those are just great movies though.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.